better to try to sell your stuff on your own website, or what works out the best so you can keep the most?
Okay, literally speaking about money, which is all I care about. kind of almost true. But the best way to make money with writing is Kindle.
Oh, okay.
Because people so far can't pirate it. Probably by this afternoon they will have figured it out. But at least you get the money from the sale. Amazon is terrific, except the author doesn't make any money because Amazon resells or allows their customers to resell their own used copies. And they will always put their prices lower than you.
Yeah.
So you can never compete, and your product will never sell. And you also have no accounting of what is selling. So all of that becomes an enormous vanity project to help other people sell your book, which is annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying. I didn't realize that. That sounds like a huge pain in the ass.
No kidding. Exactly. So I recommend, I'm sort of testing different things. Okay. I sort of play around to see. I think, you know, definitely Kindle is sort of still secure, you know, and that the product is not stolen. You can make that sale and get the money for it. So that's a good way to go. And then the other way to go is you can publish on CreateSpace, which is Amazon's self-publishing division, and you don't need to make your book available on the Amazon channels, sales channels. You could privately sell just over your website, and you could publicize that on Facebook. And if you're good, you customers will come to you. They will find you.
Yeah, it seems to me if you I know that you publish on your blog. How are people finding you? How do they find you?
I don't know. It's the most amazing thing. 5 years ago, I had 350 friends on Facebook, which is about, I knew all of those people. And 350, I think, by my age and with my experience going around blocks, was about appropriate. But since then, I started doing this blog, and I would announce the blog once a week on Facebook.
Okay.
And people started to send me friend requests, and so I accepted everyone. Right. I pretty much never send a friend request, but I hit 5,000 a year ago.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
And it's all literally, I don't know how they find me. I don't know what the process is. But that's what's so great about this new internet world. They will find you. If they like you, the fan base will come to you. It's the opposite of how it used to be. So it was kind of great. Finally, I got to 5,000, and that's when I started to edit and prune the list. So I chopped out anybody showing their breasts. I chopped out Africans looking for scam money. Got rid of them.
Yep.
And now I have 5,000, but it's an active group, and we all kind of have gotten to know each other, and they are sort of with me all the way.
Yeah.
Very interesting, new. It's like a cafe, you know. I kind of love it, actually.
Yeah, well, they're your biggest fans, and, you know, you know each and every one of them, and they love you, and they, you know, it's great to, you know, be able to have that connection to people who really like your work. And I think that kind of adds a new dimension to being an author that didn't exist before. You'd sell a book, but you were never actually connected to the people who were reading it.
And those are the only people who you really should care about, because if they get your writing, you need to meet, that's your team.
Right.
You know, all these editors and all of this chaff in between is just, the writer is isolated enough already. It's extraordinary to get, as you say, to get positive feedback immediately from people who like your work, rather than, say, your friends who will scratch their head and go, well, it's not, you know, of course I go back to Facebook to look at the likes and like my friends.
Let me go back to my real friends who I've never met these people, but they're my real friends.
Exactly. Much more my kind of cup of tea. I'm preferring cyber friends to actual friends.
What about Twitter? Does that work for you, or do you focus most of your stuff on your blog and Facebook, and those are the main social media channels that you handle for your fan base?
Twitter, I have never gotten any traction on.
Okay.
I forget that,
yeah.
I'm supposed to, you know,
it can be a lot of work.
I think the way to make it work is to be very active on it, and I just don't think in that way. I'm very slow, basically. So Twitter is for Ashton Kutcher and Revolution. That's great, but, you know, that size, that scale. Not for me, maybe in time, but for me, Facebook has been life-saving. It's like to get out of the shadows of obscurity.
Well, they really
there is a way to do it.
There is a way, and they, you know, they say, you know, in learning about all these social media and channels and whatnot, you know, at first it was like, do it all. There's, you know, be on Pinterest, on Instagram, on this, and you can't do it all well. But what they're saying now is pick the one that really works best for you and just do that one great, because it will have impact versus being shitty at 10 of them.
I totally agree with what you're saying. So go for all of them, throw the spaghetti at the wall and see which for me, it was Facebook.
Yeah.
Somebody else, it will be Twitter for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be wittier than me or quicker than whatever, and it'll fit for them. And then great if they have a medium that works.
Let me ask you something about your blog and kind of your handle, because it made me laugh when I was looking at it. It's your handle is Wool Domination, and your website is wooldomination.com. I couldn't help but wonder if that was left over from your knitwear days, or if you just, you know, if there's a story behind the wool fetish or something. I just needed an explanation.
Well, yes, it is. It's sort of like a goofball. It's a goofball sort of name about the wool business. And of course, because I have this ridiculous accent, it sounds like world domination, but it's not. It's not, because I'm not a man. So it's wool domination. But yeah, it's just to be silly. It was not even really that thought through. But now it's my email address also, and I'm always having to explain that, no, I'm not a dominatrix. It's nothing creepy.
It sticks, though. I mean, you know, there's something to be said for, like, you know, your ears perk up a little bit, because it makes you wonder just a little bit. And so I think it's brilliant, because anything that can make somebody wonder just a little bit is perfect. And so I think that it creates intrigue for people, and it works.
Well, thanks. I like your sense of humor.
We were talking, you had started some teaching of some creative writing with some people. And, you know, I thought that was a really interesting project that you had taken on. You want to tell us just a little bit about that?
Well, I was lucky enough to be invited as a sort of guest teacher at the local, there's a lady named Candace who started a program in the women's jail here in Key West, and it's sort of a class that meets once a week. It's voluntary. The inmates get no perks for attending, so it's just it's whoever wants to show up. And so I started about a year and a half ago, and keep in mind, I'm horribly dyslexic. I never went to college. I went to 14 schools, and every school that I left, the teachers would applaud at the front door. They were so thrilled.
They throw a parade as you left.
Yeah, confetti. So that I would be teaching a class is completely mind-boggling. And I explained to these women, you know, don't be intimidated by my loopy accent. I can't spell. Spelling's not important. And these girls, I mean, they make me look like I can spell. I mean, some of them, it's completely phonetics how they write. But what they write is so fantastic. And I force them all to write funny stuff, because what I learned from Royal Blue is be very careful what topic you pick to write about. If it's depressing, it's going to depress you while you write.
Right,
it.
You get sucked in. You get sucked in into the sucked into the emotion. Yeah.
How about finding a way to have a laugh? you know, while you're sitting there. So that's what I do. I make them write funny stuff. And once you come to class, like I say, it's voluntary. So they are, in fact, writers. They just don't really necessarily know it.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be drawn to this kind of class unless they were writers. And they are, and they're really good. And I will put a book together of their work.
Yeah, I think I was going to ask you if you're going to be able to do that, because I think making a project around the work that you're doing out there would really be a great piece.
Yeah, I think so too, and it's great for them.
Yeah.
And hopefully this is a model that can be repeated at other jails around the country where, you know, people might find they have enough time to go in once a week or once a month.
Yeah.
And you don't, I mean, obviously you don't need any credentials. I don't have any. And they've taken me. So it's good for everyone. It's good for me. It's good for them.
Let me ask you before we wrap up, if you could offer one tip for an aspiring writer, aspiring author who thinks, you know, they're going to publish their grand novel, what would your tip be? What would you tell them?
Okay, of course I cannot answer it exactly with just one thing, but what I would say is do not show your friends anything. They are useless. They will ruin your confidence. Find one person in the industry whose opinion you can respect.
Yeah.
Only show your work to that person. Otherwise, it's just hopeless. And the other thing that I would say, most important of all, is do it.
Yeah.
Don't waffle. Don't worry. Don't fuss with being overwhelmed. Just get on with it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I think that's great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Christine, for joining us today. I appreciate your time so much. And I'm so excited to check out and tell everybody to check out your books. They are on Amazon. They're probably also on worlddomination.com. Life is short. Read short stories. And when in doubt, double the dosage. Is that what they're called?
Yep. That's the new one.
Awesome.
Amanda, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a terrific day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And thanks to StudioVox, the creative network, for sponsoring the show. Remember to check them out at StudioVox.com. You can find me on StudioVox. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Amanda Sling. I've had a blast and hope you did too. Enjoy the day, make the most of it, and keep your dreams for success at the top of your to-do list. I leave you with the inspired words of Barbara Kingsglover. Don't try to figure out what other people want to hear from you. Figure out what you have to say. It's the only thing you have to offer. Have a great day and enjoy Coachella, those of you who are heading out there. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Studio Vox, Get Famous Friday with Amanda Slingerland, right here on LA Talk Radio.